Hello and welcome to After Hours with some more of that late night music that you love. And this week we start with the Bella Ella Fitzgerald.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're the melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're a Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile of the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, you're Garfo's salary, you're a cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad. You're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama, you're Whistler's mama, you're a Camembert. You're a rose, you're Inferno's Dante. You're the nose on the great Durante. I'm a lazy lout who is just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
What a nice thought indeed, but there is only one person at the top, and that is not me, baby. It is you, baby, Ella Fitzgerald, and you're the top. So welcome to After Hours with me, Roy Begley. Some great jazz music for you this week, of that I promise, including Dizzy Gillespie, Cannonball Adderley, Cleo Lane and Danny Ross, and more. This is Dizzy Gillespie and his quintet right now, live, A Night in Tunisia. beautiful Bill Evans and Round Midnight, and the apostrophe is even in the correct position in the title. And before that, Dizzy Gillespie and his quintet, a live version of A Night in Tunisia. This is Billie Holiday now. Good morning, heartache.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone, but here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit thank you.
Thank you.
Into the distance. That was Jimmy Smith and Messy Bessie. Before that, Billie Holiday and Good Morning Heartache. You're listening to After Hours with me, Roy Beagley, and now three in a row, starting off with Cannonball Adderley and Bangoon. Then we have Dave Brubeck, Pennies from Heaven, and Cleo Lane, I Can Dream. Can't I?
Thank you.
quite mean to pop in here because I was going to play three in a row, but I couldn't get, unfortunately, the track from Dave Brubeck, which was going to be Pennies from Heaven, to play. So instead, we're going to replace it with What Is This Thing Called Love?
Thank you. Earth and sky appear to meet and end, but it's merely an illusion, like your heart and mine, there is no sweet conclusion. I can see, no matter how near you be, you'll never belong to me, but I can dream. Can't I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you? Although we are oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart. But I can dream.
Empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belong to some lonesome cop. I open shop when the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town, that her smile becomes a smirk. I go to work. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. Every type of love better far than they. If want the thrill of love. I've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every love but true love, 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 love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you wanna buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way, 'cause I know every type of love better far than they. Well, if you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Oh, love, new love, every love but true love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. And if you wanna buy my wares, why don't you follow me? Climb the stairs. Love for sale. Love for sale. Love for sale.
Well, there you go. We did get three in a row eventually. That was Annie Ross and Love for Sale. And before that, Cleo Lane and I Can Dream, Can't I? And before that, with a change to the advertised song, What Is This Thing Called Love? And Dave Brubeck. Sometimes you put on these records to hear them out before the show starts and they sound fine. And then when you listen to them just before you play them out, something horrible happens to them and you have to change them at the last minute. And that's exactly what happened to not one, but two versions of Pennies from Heaven from Dave Brubeck. So I do apologize for that. I'll see if I can get another version for that around about the same time next week, all being well. So let's see, we've got... Oh, actually, we have not got long at all. This is probably going to be our last one.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon. Another season, another reason for making whoopee. Yeah. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make it whoopee. Now picture a little loveliness down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet loveliness. Think what a year can bring. Yes, he's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected I'll make and won't be. Yeah, she sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. Now he doesn't make much money, only $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. Judge say, budge right into jail. You'd better keep her, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Yes, yeah, you better keep her. Daddy, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Making whoopee from Louis Armstrong, which I believe is some strange American pie. Well, at least that's what I've been told. That's it for this week's After Hours. Thank you so much for joining me for the last hour. We get to do it all again around about the same time next week, so I hope you will be able to join me then. Until we meet again, keep well. From me, RB. Ta-da.